many things will stimulate the energy body. Posturing and tensing, as in yoga, for example, when you tense the body and posture it in a certain way with a certain visualization and breathing, you will cause flows of energy through the body. Certain movements, even dance, will stimulate it. Certain noises we can make, toning and singing, will stimulate energy. Lots and lots of things. I mean, the energy body is involves all of our senses, and hearing and seeing, tasting and touching can all stimulate the energy body. My methods are quite unique, and they would be the simplest methods ever. Really. And I think what they are, I call it tactile imaging. It's based upon the sense of touch.
Give us an example here.
Using the sense of touch is, if you focus your attention on a part of your body, say in the middle of your palm of your hand, and let's say you scratch that and so it tingles a little bit, residual sensation, just so you can target it better. You focus your attention on that, and that part of your physical body and the energy body beneath it become energetically stimulated. Now, if you move that point of awareness without physically moving, just move the awareness through the body, what you do is the nerves in the physical body become charged up when you focus your attention on a part of the body. And when you move that point away from there, it discharges. So by moving your attention, your point of consciousness through your body, backwards and forwards through, say, your hand, the nerves in that area are continually charging and discharging. Now, beneath the physical and bioelectrical level of the physical body, there's a lot of electrical activity inside the body. The energy body is stimulated very, very strongly by this action. And I could take you through some exercises, if you like,
yeah,
to show you how this
give
works.
Give us an idea, sure.
Yeah, it's very, very effective. Right, what I need you to do, very, very simple. No deep level of relaxation is required at all.
I'm going to do it, huh?
Yep, I want you to do it.
All right, I'll do it.
And all your listeners can do it, too.
Here we go.
This is very, I love doing this. Energy work demonstration.
It's going to happen to me.
Right. It won't hurt a bit.
All right. Promise?
Just put your left hand out in front of you, on your lap or your desk, with your palm facing up, comfortably.
All right.
Okay.
Done.
Now take the fingertips of your right hand and stroke, hang it down over that hand, and stroke your fingertips over that hand from fingertips to wrists, backwards and forwards.
Just like a little bug running up and down your hand there, huh?
Yeah, all of your fingers. Get the whole hand, so all four of your fingers are driving backwards and forwards from fingertips to wrists.
It tickles, Robert.
Yeah, just cause a little tickle. Put a bit more pressure on, not too lightly. You're not tickling the hand. Now focus on the sensation you are causing in your left hand as you move it, about half to 1 second each way. Fairly rapidly, not too quick, half a second to 1 second.
All right.
Backwards and forwards. Focus on the sensation you are causing in your left hand and the movement of that feel you are causing in it, because that's what we're going to work on in a second.
Okay.
Well, now stop physically brushing that hand. Move your hand away and keep moving that feel that you caused in it, the memory of that feel of moving it backwards and forwards through the hand, fingertips to wrists, backwards and forwards through the whole of your hand.
All right.
Just feel it. Move that feel. Keep moving it. Backwards and forwards. It's quite easy to do.
It's tingling.
Yeah. You start to feel some unusual sensations.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel a tingling. Keep doing it while I'm talking. You'll start to feel a little tingling, maybe a buzzing, a prickling. Your fingers might twitch a little bit.
Actually, it's kind of throbbing now.
You feel a throbbing, a pulsing, a warmth or a cool sensation, the common.
I'm dying. What else, what's happening to me?
This is good. This is the nerves in your physical body responding, but your energy body is being quite heavily stimulated as well. This is a very direct method.
I now see the veins in my hand.
Yeah.
Strange. All right.
Right, you can feel that. Now, you got a headset on?
Yes.
Great. Get both hands together and rub them together.
Okay.
Now make fists and wiggle your fingers and cause a sensation in both hands.
All right.
Now lay both hands palm up.
Okay.
Side by side.
All right.
And focus on that residual sensation you've caused in your hands and start moving fingertips to wrists through both hands simultaneously. Move the feel just like you did in one hand, but do it through both.
All right.
Backwards or forwards. Fingertips to wrists. Through the whole of both hands.
It's pulsating.
Yeah. Some of the sensations some people have can be quite intense. Some people will only feel vague sensations, a vague fuzziness moving. Either is fine.
So what are we going to do with this now?
We'll get to that in a minute. Just keep charging them up. You're sensitizing your hands. And the hands are a very powerful circuit into the body. We exchange energy with the atmosphere, prana. And these ones in the hands, keep moving the feel through your hands.
I almost feel like I touched an electric socket or something.
Yeah. These have a direct effect on the higher chakras, the heart, center, throat, and brow. You may feel a fluttering or a throbbing in the heart or the brow because you can activate the primary centers through this.
All right.
Good. Now hold your hands up facing each other.
Okay.
About 12 inches apart.
Okay. Done.
Now focus on your hands as if you are trying to detect minute changes in air temperature and air movement. Like you don't want to miss the faintest gust. Really focus on sensing with your hands. Feel with them.
I'll tell you what I feel. I feel something going back and forth between the hands.
Yeah, there's a momentum to the energy work movements, and they will continue after you stop doing them for a while. Right now, cup your hands together gently, fingertips touching, as if you had a tennis ball held there.
Okay.
And imagine that you have a electric blue tennis ball there. Imagine it spinning around in your hands, in your cupped hands. And keep feeling that like you are trying to detect minute changes in temperature and air movement. The imagination is secondary. Feeling is the most important thing. Feel with those hands. Now, you're creating a thought form there. In the astral, you'd actually see it. Electric blue tennis ball spinning round and round.
Faster and faster.
Yep. Feel with those hands. Now, this energy ball is going to stay there in front of you, hovering in space. Move your hands about 12 to 18 inches apart.
Okay.
Facing each other, the energy ball hanging between them. Now, with your mind, with your feel, move this energy ball from hand to hand, bouncing off each palm.
Like I'm playing catch with it.
Like you're playing catch from hand to hand. Half a second to 1 second each way. And feeling it moving partly through each hand. This is an energy ball. These are used extensively in energy work, the system I teach.
Okay. I feel like I want to toss this thing.
Yeah, it's good. Wonderful. Now, put your hands together and hold the ball. Now, put your hands down on the desk or in your lap with your fingers loosely linked.
All right.
And imagine the energy ball growing a little bit bigger so it covers your hands and fingers. Now feel that energy ball moving. Don't physically move. Feel that energy ball moving up your left hand and wrist, up your left arm, past the elbow, to the shoulder, through the chest and heart, down through the right shoulder and right arm, back to your hands. Then up your left arm again and move that around and around, taking 1 to 2 seconds for each circuit. Feel it moving through your body. Don't just imagine it. Feel it moving. Move the feel.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it moving around and around.
You're turning me into a bionic man.
Yes, the sensations are quite amazing.